You're listening to HP3R, Higher Power Ranger Recovery Radio. All recovery, all the time. And once again, it is time for your daily dose of recovery, brought to you by David. Today I want to talk about how important it is to be yourself and to not compromise who you are and what you believe in by people-pleasing and pretending to be what you are not. The For Today entry from September 30th says, quote, "Success has nothing to do with pleasing or impressing others. To go through life my own way, attending to the things that are important to me, is to free myself of the chains convention would have me wear." End quote. When I read that in the Daily Reader, the first thought that popped into my head was an image of Marley from A Christmas Carol, which is kind of inaccurate because Marley's chains were forged from his greed and cruelty and selfishness, and people-pleasing is a result of insecurities and a kind of desperate desire to feel accepted and loved. But as I thought more about those words, I realized that they reminded me of my Rule 28 from my own personal code that I've written during my time in program. Rule 28 states, "It is a waste of time to pretend to be something that I am not." It is one of my shorter rules, and it's pretty straightforward. The sentiment of the rule can be found in statements like, "You do you," and "Always be true to yourself," and of course the very popular line from Shakespeare's Hamlet, "To thine own self be true." Rule 28 was born out of my people-pleasing, my willingness to be whatever I thought other people wanted me to be because I was so thirsty to have attention, even if only for a short while, lasting no longer than a conversation. When I was deep in my addiction, my emotions were dominated by fear, loneliness, and despair, so I was always so eager to people-please anyone around me because much of my life has been dominated by being alone. I think about what my life was like before I became so lost in the dark trap of addiction. I was more active, completing multiple tasks each day, and had lots of interests and hobbies that had nothing to do with food or being lazy. Back then, I pretty much answered only to myself, so there were no people to please, as I went largely ignored by those who were around me. I can't tell you how many times vital information at my job failed to be communicated to me because no one made sure to tell me. I was obese, but not yet halfway to my maximum weight. Still, even then, people had a difficult time looking me in the eye when talking with me, or even wanting to spend time with me. There was an awkwardness that I can't explain except by pointing to my excessive weight. Oftentimes, I would end up talking to someone in a class or at my job, and they were so surprised by my ability to chat and carry on a conversation. It was like they thought that because I was so fat, they expected me to be mute or shy or stupid. The lack of attention and social interactions, which are needs that we human beings have in order to feel good and function at our best, resulted in my personality taking on an increasing degree of people-pleasing. Before I found recovery and began making leaps and bounds in progressing towards a healthy body weight, my life seemed alien to me, like I didn't belong anywhere and never would unless I could get others to like me by changing myself into what they wanted me to be, or giving them what they wanted from me. That too is an effect of our disease. It's how addiction starts to influence us and change us through these insecure thoughts that we have about ourselves. Now, this is not to say that my life was terrible, because I had many blessings then and continue to be very grateful for all the blessings that I have now. I am simply trying to say that the loneliness, lack of friendships, and human contact made me feel like I was different in a bad way, a monstrous way. So, yeah, I had my fair share of sadness and worry because I spent a lot of time alone. Being alone has been a dominant feature of most of my life, from when I was 12 years old on to the present. Now, eventually, I did wind up in a romantic relationship when I was in grad school, which lasted for 4 years. In fact, it is fair to say that that relationship was one of the biggest contributing factors that led me to become an emotional compulsive eater. Now, I cannot and would not speak for her. She certainly played her part in the relationship and why it didn't work out, but that's her side of the street. I can only speak for my side of the street. And yeah, during those last 2 years we were dating, things started to turn for the worse, and I started gaining lots of weight because I kept going to the food to feel better about all the problems that were developing between us. One main reason that things went bad between us is that I was willing to compromise my values, my integrity, and do things that I thought I would never do because I wanted to make her happy. I thought I had to do those things, make those compromises, because I wanted to be a supportive, good boyfriend. After all, aren't we supposed to support our partners? We are, but at that time, I didn't know how to maintain a healthy boundary and stand up for who I am and what I value about myself. Now, she did not force me to do anything. I am responsible for my choices, and if anyone listening to this episode thinks of yourself as a people pleaser, then you need to know that if you want to become healthier in how you manage your life, then you need to be okay with not making yourself responsible for solving everyone's problems. In my most humble opinion, people who live healthy lives feel secure about themselves and their relationships. It doesn't matter if the relationship is familial, or a friendship, or a romantic coupling. There is balance between the person and the people that they relate to. Yes, we should be thoughtful and supportive and caring because we want that kind of treatment from others, but no one should ever expect that continuous people-pleasing will lead to good things. Most of the time, it will just lead to your own unhappiness because you are pretending to be something that you are not. At least, that is what happened to me. But I'm not like that anymore. I see the value in honestly living my life each day, being, as the For Today entry put it, free of the chains convention would have me wear. For I spend my time each day being as productive as I can be, attending to the things that are important to me. In doing that each day, one day at a time, I am honoring another one of my rules. Rule 15, which states, I love life. I shall not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of. And yes, I am paraphrasing Ben Franklin, but hey, good words are good words, and they help me keep going, one day at a time, all the way to my journey's end and that healthy body weight that I deserve. Not squandering time is a high bar to shoot for each day. But as with all things, the more you do something, the better you get at it. And for someone like me, who has had a lot of free time to fill up each day, I'd rather do my best to spend that time well, working on things that make me happy, which means completing tasks that please the real, true, honest me, my hopes, my dreams, my goals. It is not a self-seeking or selfish agenda, though. Organizing my daily activities and the goals I'm working towards is about being honest with myself and giving myself the love and care that I deserve. Because I have a responsibility to take care of myself first before I set out to help others. Or, to put it the way Ralph Waldo Emerson did, we should each cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. Living my life through the lens of gratitude helps keep a positive attitude. And one of the things that I am so grateful for now is that I am being myself, expressing my voice, staying true to my values, while I pursue my dreams and goals. At the end of the day, I write a 4G list in my journal, The 4G list is a way to reflect on how my day went and then set realistic goals for what I want to do tomorrow. There are 4 categories to the list. Each one is labeled with a word that starts with the letter G, hence the term 4G list. The first G at the top of the list is gratitude. I start my list by writing about things that I'm grateful for in general. The second G is good. This is where I write about the good things that happened that day, the goals that I met, the tasks that I completed. The third G is glitches. This is the list of things that went wrong or upset me that day. Some days there is nothing to write under glitches, which has become more and more common as I advanced in recovery. The fourth and final G is goals. This is where I write down 4 or 5 things that I want to do tomorrow. These goals are realistic actions that I know I am willing to complete or at least attempt, so I don't write down things that set myself up for failures. It is a realistic future casting that is similar to acting as if or calling a shot before you take your turn in billiards. That Emerson quote makes me think of the 4G list and how the list begins with gratitude. When we choose to look at ourselves, our lives, and the world with gratitude first, even if the things we write down being grateful for are abstract and general, then we take on a more positive way of thinking and seeing ourselves. If you are someone who is not sure how to be true to yourself and to stop pretending, then perhaps you might begin to discover who you are and what you value by using the 4G list at the end of each day. If you start to look at life with, as Emerson put it, the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, then I think you will be well on your way to being kinder to yourself and learning who you are rather than people-pleasing. I hope there comes a day when no one feels they have to pretend to be something they are not, that we can all live our lives always being who we are. For if you are pretending, then you are most likely squandering your time, which is the stuff that life is made of. You've been listening to HP3R, Higher Power Ranger Recovery Radio. All recovery, all the time. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a review. If you'd like to send us an email, then write to hp3rpodcast@gmail.com. Remember to tune in on Mondays for episodes of Recovery Buddies with David, and check back on Thursdays for future episodes of Daily Dose of Recovery here on HP3R.